Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Welcome to another Listener Interlead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hey, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Interlead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients, and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 11. So the question that I want to answer today is, how do I choose the right name for my podcast? So what's in a name? Everything, especially when it comes to your podcast, because your podcast could just become a saleable asset. Now, in tip number 6, I mentioned how my own message got lost in the noise of my own podcast, and I got so bored with the guests that I was interviewing when they were talking about hack this and hack that. I wasn't learning anything new that I decided that I was going to stop production. I'd had enough. I needed to do something differently, a new creative project. Now, this was my award-winning podcast, by the way, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, which had not only won an award, but it also and had also been frequently listed in top business and entrepreneur podcasts. But I was bored and I just didn't want to continue production. So I announced it on Facebook that I was stopping the show. Now, a surprising thing happened, something I did not expect, not in a million years, but something that made me realize just how much of a reputation my podcast had built. Now, after announcing on Facebook that I was stopping production, I had several messages from people who wondered, would I be interested in selling my podcast? Would I be interested in selling my podcast? Who would have thought that a podcast that I had built over the years was something now that others saw value in and would even express interest in the possibility of purchasing it? I was gobsmacked. Now, long story short, I didn't sell it. In fact, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show is well and truly back in production now, has been for some time, and it, by the way, is again being listed in top podcasts for entrepreneurship. However, now imagine with The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show when I started it, imagine if I had named that podcast after my personal brand and called it The Anne-Marie Cross Show. Now, it would be very difficult, wouldn't it, for anyone to take over that podcast, the audience that I would have attracted to my podcast had I had that personal brand name. The audience would typically then be people who are following me because of my brand, because of my charisma, or for those of you who have heard me talk about my podcast positioning quadrant, by the way, I'm going to be sharing more about what that is in tip number 21. This is more where you're kind of seen as that celebrity, if you will. But this is where your podcast with your personal brand name, that's going to be very different, and an overall strategy in the end in mind is going to be different, because maybe your strategy is to become a speaker. Maybe your strategy is to really elevate that personal brand and become that thought leader, and you're doing that behind your personal brand. But it's going to be very difficult for someone to purchase that and then have to kind of change that whole branding. So if someone like The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show is broad enough that someone else who had passion and expertise in an area that they could support clients in, you know, business or ambitious entrepreneurs, they could quite easily have been introduced to my audience and then take over without having to go through a whole rebranding process. So how to choose the right name for your podcast? Well, if you want to build a community of your ideal clients and potentially build up your podcast to be a valuable asset that down the track someone would be willing to pay you for it, it means everything. So choose wisely. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.